The following podcast is brought to you by Radio Southland and New Zealand On Air. Radio Southland is a community access media station based in Invercargill, New Zealand. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, radiosouthland.org.nz, for our contact details.
Kia ora, emergency soldier, on 96.4 Radio Southland. I have got my mate Paul, who is the employment facilitator at Community Care Trust, about his role. Can you tell us about your role as the disability employment facilitator at Community Care Trust?
Yeah, afternoon, Jack. Afternoon or evening, whatever it is, listeners. My role at Community Care Trust, and I haven't been there long, is actually trying to enable people to find employment. Mm-hmm. So that's working alongside people, working out what skills they have, actually finding out what job they would love to do, and how we can work together to find that opportunity for them.
Mm-hmm. What inspired you to work in disability employment?
Because I'm old. I'll go back a long way. I think as an employer, I think I employed my first person with a disability in 1991.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a long time ago. Whoa. And he came from Workbridge.
Mm-hmm.
He's passed away now. And he had had a head injury and... And so I had a role that he could do, and it suited him,
mm-hmm.
and it gave him a purpose, and we had a marvellous time together. So I've been involved since then. Where possible, I've always tried to be inclusive about who's able to work in the roles.
Mm-hmm.
I've always found that people with disabilities are, like, eight, really reliable.
Yeah.
Have more skills than they realise,
mm-hmm.
quite a lot more skills than they realise.
Yeah.
Really resilient.
Yeah.
Right? So, and a lot of times self-sufficient. So, there's a range of things that our people are really, really good at.
Yeah. What does a typical day look like for you?
Well, the best part about this job is that most days they're never the same.
Yeah.
That's fucking awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So when I get to work, I greet all the other people.
Yeah.
Have a quick catch up, see what's going on.
Yeah.
See if anybody's got someone who they're working with who might like to have a go at employment.
Yeah.
Or look at volunteering and gaining more skills. And then I have a look to see what the latest jobs are that have been posted,
mm-hmm.
because I have I'm looking for roles for people that I have that I'm helping now.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Supporting job seekers. What are the biggest challenges people with disabilities face when looking for work?
A lot of that comes down to the individual, Jack.
Mm-hmm.
Right? In about 2014, I was on the board of Workbridge, and at the time, and we looked at how we could help employers to become what we call disability confident.
Mm-hmm.
So that's getting really good information out to employers so that they understand that actually employing someone with a disability is no hassle at all.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So getting that understanding across is pretty important.
Yeah.
Having our people realise that actually they have a whole lot of skills.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? And finding the right job for them.
Yeah.
So that they can use those skills.
Yeah.
They're probably some of the bigger challenges
mm-hmm.
that are associated with it.
How do you help individuals identify their strengths and career goals?
For me, when I'm working alongside someone,
mm-hmm.
my role is to enable them to live, to help
mm-hmm.
live their best life.
Yeah.
So it is far more than just to fill out the form and I'll bung you somewhere and you'll turn up to work and whatever. So this is about talking with people.
Yeah.
So that we get a really good understanding about what skills they have.
Yeah.
And sometimes people don't realise that they have so many skills.
Yeah.
And finding out what they would like to do in their career.
Yeah.
I think they're really important things.
Can you share a success story of someone you've supported into employment?
Yeah. Without naming names, this gentleman started work. Tuesday. Right. So he started work yesterday. Mm-hmm. So he'd been unemployed for nearly 14 months. He had a health condition.
Yeah.
Really knocked him around. Lost his confidence and a few other bits and pieces.
Mm-hmm.
But together we worked out and worked on what he would like to do because he can no longer work in the area that he was working in before because of the outcomes of what happened to him.
Yeah.
And he started work on Monday. He's got a pretty good job, something that he would like to do. And it's 40 hours a week, and he's probably normally about 5'8", but when he came in with his employment contract to show me, he could hardly get through the door. He must have been about 6'8".
Yes.
Really uplifting to see him doing that.
How do you encourage employers to create more inclusive workplaces?
I haven't been in this role for too long, Jack, but in general, I talk to people and we just talk about the things that are important to employers.
Yeah.
A, they want people who are reliable.
Yeah.
Turn up. They want people who are going to be working. Now, whatever that might be, they want people who are doing mahi, not on their phones.
Nah.
Not hungover or anything like that. They want people who are there to work.
Yeah.
All right? They want people who can get on with others and they want people who are team members, generally. So when I look at that, our people, if you get the right person in the right job with the right employer, all those things are pretty easy to line up.
Yeah.
All right?
What advice would you give to businesses that want to become more disability inclusive?
I think to be open-minded.
Yeah.
I think is one thing. there's a lot of casual jobs in the workforce now.
Yeah.
Lots of bits and pieces jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before, employers might have someone for 30, 40 hours a week. Now they might have two doing 10 or 15 or whatever, something like that.
Yeah.
In a lot of circumstances, that suits our people with disabilities ideally.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. That can just suit them down to the ground. So it is about just being open-minded and thinking about what contribution they can make to really our society as a whole.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
No, there's nothing wrong with giving someone a hand up, not a handout, just a hand up.
Skills and opportunities. How do you support clients in developing confidence and workplace skills?
I think you should never underestimate the value of volunteering.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So if you're disabled and you're looking for employment and there's opportunities for you to grow your skills, to meet with different people, interact with different people, all sorts of age groups, talk and learn and watch. I think they're all good things to do.
Yeah.
They're good for your CV as well. Shows that you've got commitment. You can treat it as a learning experience. And I think the important thing about volunteering is actually to be in the right place so that you're learning the right skills for the job that you want to do.
Yeah. Right?
Mm-hmm. There's if you want to be an IT guy,
yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
There's not much point volunteering as an SPCA person.
Yeah.
If you're trying to add to your CV, it might be really personally satisfying and all those other things, but if you're trying to build a skill base up, it may not be quite the right match.
Are there particular industries where you're seeing more opportunity for people with disabilities?
Well, right at the moment, we've probably got one of the highest unemployment rates that we've had for quite a while. Here across Southland, there's a reasonable amount of seasonal work that's available at the moment. For those who are not, who have worked, you know, brought up on farms or worked in with animals and things like that, there's opportunities to rear calves, there's opportunities to be relief milkers, there's things like that going on. There's a number of those jobs currently. There's a lot of jobs that require quite a high level of skill.
Yeah.
And trying to raise our skill level amongst our job seekers, right, is one of the key things that I'm looking at. So that their skills match what the employers are after.
Yeah.
So if you have a look, there's a number of jobs in councils. I'm not quite sure why. When they're looking at amalgamation shortly, but anyway, but they seem to be really advertising flat stick.
Yeah. Lucina here, what changes would you like to see in disability employment over the next 5 years?
Wow. I think, and for those of us who have been involved for a long time, Jack, I think it is about the equal opportunity, right? That doesn't mean the outcome's the same, but when we're talking about employment, it's sort of equality of opportunity.
Yeah.
So there's a range of things that can mean. Some of them would require the government, whoever that might be, to actually be enabling for people to be able to work.
Yeah.
Right? There's some stuff going on that's not that great, but around employment for people with disabilities. But I think if we're looking at equality of opportunity, right?
Yeah.
So I think they're the key things. It'll take a bit of work, and we've been working at it for a long time now.
Yeah. What are the most rewarding aspects of your job?
I think seeing people who have goals and they have aspirations or dreams, right?
Yeah.
They want to be more self-sufficient. You know? A lot of people hate the fact that they have to have a benefit so that they can support themselves.
Yeah.
Right? And they really want to work.
Yeah.
So finding that right match, you know, the right job, the right employer, hooking all those things up together like really good. They give the person a greater sense of achievement and real purpose, and it's really rewarding.
What message would you like to share with people with disabilities who are considering looking for work?
Go for it. Make the first move if you're thinking about it, right? Talk to someone, find out what's involved, talk to your supports, and work out a plan that, because it's about you.
Yeah.
So everything that I do is what we call person-centered. So it's not about me.
No.
Right? It's about the person that I'm working with.
Yeah.
It's about finding the right match for them to meet their goals and achievements. So I just say go for it.
Yeah. This show is available as a podcast from the Radio Southland website, radiosouthland.org.nz. You can stream or download from our site. Just look for the program tab, Let's the Stream Podcast. Can also be found on our Facebook page, facebook.com/radiosouthland. Jude and Describe on the Apple Podcast platform and never miss an episode. You can also look for the podcast on Spotify, search us out, and make sure you follow us or the Doodle Play or Apple App Store. And then make sure you select Radio South and your session. Thanks to my mate Paul for coming on shore this afternoon to talk about the awesome mahi you do as the employment facilitator at Community to Trust and in the community of Invitata.
Thanks, Jack.
The preceding podcast was brought to you by Radio Southland with the support of New Zealand On Air. Their funding of accessmedia.nz makes these podcasts available. To find similar programs by other stations involved, go online to accessmedia.nz.